right, ladies and gentlemen, big news for the state of Indiana. Yesterday, we found out they're going to play all of the NCAA games in Indiana.
Woo-woo!
All 67 games. And part of the NCAA tournament includes Fort Wayne. And one of the men involved in getting Division III games here into the Summit City is Randy Brown from the Memorial Coliseum. Hi, Randy.
Jim, Carrie, Angie, good morning. It's great to be with you again.
Always good to have you on. You always have some great information that you pass along. Let's talk about this Division III. I know last year we had you on at some point when this was announced, and we were getting ready to host a Division III tournament here, but obviously COVID hit, and that was canceled. So this year, we read down in Indy, they're going to have a bubble where everybody stays under the same roof. They come into the bubble, they get tested constantly, and they can't go out. Are we able to have something like that here in the Summit City?
Well, there's still a lot of details to be worked out having to do with both the D2 tournament in Evansville and the D3 in Fort Wayne. But just to start off by saying, we're so excited to have all three of the tournaments in the state of Indiana. If you're a basketball fan, it just doesn't get any better than this. So we're excited there. Our dates, the one thing we know for sure is our dates are March 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. The event will be in the arena. And we are putting together our protocols even as we speak. Now, there's a lot of unknowns. What will the state of the pandemic be by the time we get to mid to late March? So right now, we are approved for 25% capacity, which permits us to have 2,619 people. So that's today's condition. And we hope that we're at least at that same level. And then we go from there. We will have a total of 8 games. Think of it as the Elite Eight going down to the Final Four, and this will be for the national championship, the D3 national championship. So how often can you say, hey, you're hosting a national championship?
Oh,
so very pleased with that.
Again, with those unknowns taken into consideration, this could have quite an economic impact for the city, can it?
It can, and we know that 2 years ago when we hosted the tournament, that the economic impact was just a little bit over $1 million. So, and at a time when our hospitality industry needs a shot in the arm any way they can get it, I mean, this is important because it's guests, it's out-of-town people, they're in our hotels, staying in our hotels, they're eating at restaurants, they're going to the mall, they're shopping, all of those things. So, you know, the more people we can bring in, you know, getting back to normal, whatever that is today, but I think this is just a step in that direction.
This must have been just a ton of work to make all this come together. Thank you so much for working so hard, not only for Fort Wayne, but for all of us.
Well, thank you. And it's our team, the Coliseum team. You know, our last major event was a Comet hockey game on March 11th. So, That's it. The biggest we've had since then was this last Saturday when we had the Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association duels with a couple thousand people. So those two are our largest sporting events in the last 9-10 months. So, you know, to be looking to the future, and we've made a lot of improvements in the building, everything from our HVAC, our air systems, from type of filters we use to the amount of air that we put in the space. Of course, social distancing and plexiglass and concession stands and how we separate people to things you don't see. We put UV lighting, virus killing protection in the handrails of all of our escalators, as an example.
That's so fancy.
Well, it's the things you'd and electrostatic sprayers, how we disinfect the spaces. And most of what we're doing, the new technology, are things the guests won't see. I mean, you'll see our clean team out in the red smocks constantly touching the cleaning the touch points, but there's just so much that happens behind the scenes that you don't see. That's just part of our commitment to our community of how we're going to keep them safe and why they can feel comfortable and safe coming back to the Coliseum.
Well, speaking of things that we don't see behind the scenes, and this doesn't have anything to do with the basketball tournament, but for this coming year, given that, as we keep saying, this is an unprecedented thing that's been happening, and given the fact that we don't know when restrictions will be lifted, how are you planning for the major things that happened at the Coliseum in 2021? I mean, because you don't know whether a particular event will be canceled, and then if they decide at the last minute to go ahead and hold it,
Do you have a date?
Do you guys have to, like, scramble to get stuff put together?
Do you have, a date? Like, you know, they have to let you know by this day if they're going to do it? Or do you tell them, we're not going to be able to do this?
Well, it's a little bit more of a complicated process because depending upon the nature of the event, we have to, a minimum of 30 days out, put a request into the Department of Health, the Allen County Department of Health, which includes all of our protocols and anything unique to the event with a requested maximum capacity. So it wouldn't be that somebody would call a week prior and say, hey, we have this event. We'd like to bring it to you. It takes longer than that. But unfortunately, we've had a lot of cancellations already for this new year. Things like the Fort Wayne RV and Camping Show, the Boat Show. The Farm Show has moved to March. The Home and Garden Show has moved to April. So there's just a lot of moving parts. Many of our concerts have, in the case of a couple of them, we've rescheduled them four and five times. So we have concerts that were near sellouts that are still on the books. We have some that haven't been announced, but we've moved a couple times that are now moving back to 2022. So I was on a call 2 weeks ago with Dr. Fauci, and one of my colleagues asked how long, doctor, until we'll have capacity crowds at arenas and stadiums. And his response to that was probably the fall NFL football season. So that's, I'd be optimistic that that's September, that we'll be getting back to normal. And let's hope, because I think we're all ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to Randy Brown from the Memorial Coliseum about several things, including the NCAA news that was announced yesterday. One last thing I wanted to ask you, Randy. You know, with voting this last fall, they had the Coliseum as a place you could go vote for social distance and things like that. You had the room there, and that went extremely well. Have you thought about, or has anybody approached you about maybe doing a vaccination clinic there, where people could just park in the parking lot and get their vaccines, you know, in the Coliseum? You don't have to wait outside, and we can just vaccinate thousands of people in a week.
Jim, the room is already set up. The Department of Health is in the process of moving in. And,
are you serious?
They will very likely be our guests in Expo 4 for a period of about 6 months. So,
Wow!
And you'll hear more about that in the days and weeks to come. But yes, once again, the Coliseum is stepping up. We had 40,000 people come out for early voting, and we're certainly hoping that we have a lot more than that ultimately come out to get the vaccine.
Oh,
and we need that to happen.
Wow, that's, you know, you're breaking news here. This is amazing.
That's awesome.
That's great.
No, we're very pleased. And to be working with the Department of Health, to be a partner with them. And again, we have the space. We've had some events. We've had to shift to other parts of the building to make this happen. Everyone has been very accommodating. So I just can't give enough accolades out there for people working with us to make it happen. But it's all about the health and safety of our community.
Yeah.
And the sooner we get people vaccinated, the sooner we get up. The magic number is we have to be above 70% to have the community immunity.
Herd immunity,
Yeah, exactly. Herd immunity to be back where getting closer to the new normal.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. All right.
You're so busy. Thank you for taking time to talk to us. Like, honestly, I feel so humble right now. Like, thank you so much for, you know, taking time to speak with us.
Always fun to be on with you folks.
You know, Randy, you keep this up, and we're going to make you the sixth most powerful man in Fort Wayne.
You know, I keep telling you I'm overrated, Jim. Like, you know, it's an honor that you put me in that type of esteem, but I guess I've got to work a little harder to earn that now.
You're doing just fine. Hey, Randy, thank you. Thank your staff and the people out at the Coliseum. It's been a tough year, and hopefully 2021 will be much brighter.
We'll pass that on, and everyone, please stay well.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.